It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices update here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined this week by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thank you.
Max, this week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to help the RNIB with a campaign around Braille and benefits claim, take part in a Retina UK audience insight survey, and join an RNIB online focus group around access to the Olympics. We're going to start with that RNIB campaign around Braille and benefit claims.
Yes, so many claimants of Universal Credit and Employment and Support Allowance are being unjustly penalised financially purely because they are able to read Braille. This is because current legislation prevents Braille readers from satisfying a key activity in the work capability assessment. The result of this is that they are missing out on as much as £354 per month in benefits, even though the ability to read Braille makes absolutely no difference at all to their employability.
So, Max, what are the RNIB wanting to do about this?
So RNIB's Legal Rights Service team are currently engaged in a campaign aimed at highlighting and challenging this incredibly unfair rule and are currently contacting MPs of anyone who is affected. The campaign is really gaining momentum and promises to have some effect going forward.
Who are they looking to hear from?
So we'd love to hear from any claimants of these benefits who are Braille users and have been refused either the support group status of ESA or limited capability for work-related activity of Universal Credit. We will contact your MP for you and try to have this discriminatory piece of law changed.
So how can people get in touch then?
Yeah, so if you want to get involved, please contact our legal rights team at legalrights.mailbox@rnib.org.uk.
We now come to that Retina UK audience insight survey.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Retina UK has just launched their second audience insight survey and would like to encourage as many people as possible to take part.
So who can get involved in the survey then, Max?
Anyone who lives with an inherited sight loss or is the parent or carer of someone with a condition can get involved. Parents or carers should complete the survey from the child's perspective.
So how can people complete this questionnaire and when is the deadline?
The questionnaire can be completed on paper and you can request a copy by phoning 01280 821 334. And you can also do it over the phone, which you can call the same number, which is 01280 821 334. The survey will close on Wednesday, the 27th of April, and can be completed anonymously.
Finally, Max, the RNIB is looking for people to join an online focus group around accessibility to the Olympics.
Yes, so RNIB's media and broadcasting team are looking for 6 people to join them in a virtual focus group. In doing so, we hope to learn more about your experiences and perspectives on how accessible and enjoyable coverage of the Olympic Games is, whether you enjoy learning about the different countries competing, the performances during the opening and closing ceremonies, or sporting events. We'd love to hear from you.
Max, when will this focus group be taking place then?
The focus group will be on Thursday, the 28th of April from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Participants will be able to join the session over Microsoft Teams or dial into the session using a telephone. We can support you to join this meeting if you are new to using Microsoft Teams too.
So how can people get in touch then?
So, yeah, please email our broadcasting team at broadcasting@rnib.org.uk to register your interest, and we will recruit on a first-come, first-served basis.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the RNIB and external opportunities. Please email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find certain opportunities on our webpage. Just search RNIB Connect Voices current opportunities into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. The next show is going to be airing on the 27th of April. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa, And you can also dial in to our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Again, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for sharing some great RNIB Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.